The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Monday edition, a happier, happy hour. Dom covered a variety of topics. The grocery bill is too damn high. I blame the monopolies, the corporations. I blame them. We've also talked about the bond too damn high. Trump can't make bond in New York. Broke ass Trump is probably endangering all of our future safety because he's probably selling national secrets to the highest bidder right now.
What? Allegedly, perhaps, maybe. I mean, it's entirely possible. It's plausible.
A national secrets auction. And over the course of the weekend, he went out, you know, campaigning on the stump, the Trumpster. And you heard him use the reference bloodbath. It'll be a bloodbath if I'm not reelected. And I disagreed with you, Dom, in this specific context. But I do look at the broader actions of Trump, the purge at the RNC, and the installment of your girl, Christina Bob. He's definitely not going to go down easy. Doesn't matter what the outcome is in 2024, there will be violence. There will be blood. It might be a bloodbath, Dom. Despite the fact I think he's going to get his ass handed to him because nobody likes a broke-ass former loser president. What do you think about the installment of Christina Bob, the election denying? I mean, she pointed at Wisconsin specifically. Yeah. She's been sued by Dominion, and now she's the Election Integrity Council at the RNC. What am I missing here, Dom?
She's exactly the right kind of crazy for the mega NC. No question about it. The RNC is dead.
Molly Beck, I'm just going to give you a couple of quick paragraphs here, Dom. The Republican National Committee has hired an attorney to work in its legal unit focused on elections who has falsely claimed Wisconsin's 2020 election to be fraudulent, although it's a Christina Bob, and publicly pressured state GOP leaders to act on baseless conspiracy theories. Dom's girl, Christina Bob, a former reporter for the conservative One America News Network, an attorney for the Trump campaign, was hired by RNC officials in recent days as the senior counsel on election integrity. What? Yeah. The Kraken lady busy? What about Cleta Mitchell? The hiring was announced after the, I love how Molly Beck terms it here, Dom, after the RNC merged with the Trump campaign as Trump secured the GOP presidential nomination. Would you say they've merged their agendas, Dom?
I think so.
So Christina Bob has been the craziest of the crazy. I mean, she's being sued. She's like Sidney Powell out there. How is she qualified? Why would you possibly want her out there representing the RNC unless, in fact, you intend to contest, regardless of the outcome of the next election? If I lose, it's rigged.
Well, of course. They're going to say that.
It will be a bloodbath on the EV production lines.
Yeah. Here's what Bob said in October of 2021. The Wisconsin Election Commission intentionally orchestrated a criminal and fraudulent election. WEC needs to be dissolved immediately. And as Molly Beck points out in her fine reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, recounts, court rulings, state audits, and a study by a prominent conservative group have confirmed Biden won Wisconsin in 2020 by nearly 21,000 votes.
Did you see the Christina Bob, the embedded tweet from December 14th of 2020 that she sent? She basically laid out the false elector scheme in real time as if she was part of the conspiracy, Dom. And I would allege if there was a criminal conspiracy, it was the fake electors plot. Here is what she tweeted at 3:28 p.m. on December 14th of 2020. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico, even though Trump lost New Mexico by over 100,000 votes, all had GOP electors cast votes for at-real Donald Trump. Both sets of electors cast votes in these states. That preserves the at-POTUS right to remedy fraud with his own electors. Not the Supreme Court, the POTUS, right? That gives Trump a mechanism by any means necessary. She's out there confirming the criminal conspiracy, the election coup in real time, Dom, via Twitter. And she is their, what, chief elections counsel for 2024?
Also in this report, and I want to throw this one out there because I recall this at the time, as Molly Beck says at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a group headed by Christina Bob also paid for a group of Wisconsin Republicans to travel to Arizona in 2021 to observe a controversial ballot review in Maricopa County. You know, the cyber ninjas. The group included State Rep Janelle Brandon of Menominee Falls, who has been the state legislature's most prominent proponent of false election claims. Reps Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, Dave Murphy, Crudy's buddy from Greenville, and Chuck Witchkers of Muskego also made the trek to Phoenix that year. Christina Bob, her 501c3, helped pay for Janelle Brandon, who's now apparently involved in giving too much money, violating campaign finance laws in support of Robin Voss's recall opponent, presumably. Yes, that sounds like a perfect group for them.
She's a swell girl, Dom. Do they hire them based on looks? I mean, she is pretty. Many that work in the television industry are pretty photogenic.
Unlike the radio.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. Don't we know it? But
yeah, tell me about it.
What else would qualify her to run this national organization, the most important?
4 years of sycophantic loyalty. I mean, those kind of tweets, those emails, those are the things. You want to be at the right-hand side of God when he finally comes back to earth. But if, again, given the circumstances in the news today that Trump can't come up with the $450 million in bond, you know, I just wonder if this attraction, this fatal attraction, perhaps, this attraction between the mega fans and then Trump himself will finally start to break when they realize he's really not blessed by God with the amount of money he claims to have.
You know, Christina Bob, I went to her Twitter page, Dom. She has 288,000 followers. That's a lot. She has two tweets pinned to the top of her page, it would appear. One is dated from November 20th of 2020. It's from Sidney Powell. She quotes Sidney Powell.
And this is pinned on her Twitter feed.
As of this second in history, she's got it pinned. We're about to overturn the results of this election. Yeah, seems quite odd to me. Here's the other one. January 5th of 2021. Again, the day before the January 6th. Pardon me. Let me clear my throat to get this accurately, Dom. Pennsylvania is going to Trump. The legislators have spoken. January 5th, 2021. That was the day, if you'll recall, Dom, of the election down in Georgia, a couple of Senate candidates, Warnock and Ossoff. And the very next day, little hootenanny at the U.S. Capitol. Trump watched on the television for hours.
Yeah, the Patriots, they're now hostages. You know, we're just staying inside the velvet lines and visiting the Capitol.
He hires nothing but the best and brightest, Dom. When will he start calling her just a coffee girl?
When she loses a Dominion lawsuit?
844-967-2789. Rich calling from Madison. What do you got for us, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
844-967. Hey. Sorry about that. Listener. Keep going. Keep going.
First time calling.
Long time listener. First time? Long time first time?
All right. Well, thanks, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Crute, I think you're wrong on, a one-off comment by Trump. I mean, when he said it will be crazy on January 6th, that was a one-off comment. I mean, like Dom's saying, you can't trust the guy. There's more comments to come.
Well, Rich, first time, last time. No, just kidding, man. Appreciate your contribution. Here's what I would say, Rich.
We'd appreciate your contribution more if you agreed with him, but
I absolutely would. We, the royal we, Crudy and the mouse in my pocket would appreciate it more if you agreed with us. But I'm actually leading back this Christina Bob story, Rich, because I'm implying this is clear evidence that, Trump, A, rigged the last election, B, one of the co-conspirators, now has been put in at the very highest echelons of the election integrity at the RNC, this Christina Bob. And I would say the net result is, at least it makes me a little suspicious, Dom. I'm under the impression that, maybe they're looking to do it again. Maybe more successfully this time.
If the coup fails the first time and there's no consequence to it, it's really just a dry run.
Well, I may be wrong, but you may be crazy, Dom.
That's true.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Love when we hear from you. Christina Bob, the newest, the best, and the brightest Republicans have to offer. I hope she doesn't lose $500 million or more to Dominion, like a few others on that fine team have done. Come back with us. Join the party. 844-967-2789. You may be wrong, but you may be right. You may be wrong, but you may be right. You may be wrong, but you may be right.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. Cell phone lines are open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, a little bit of background here as we're talking about Christina Bob from Mother Jones last week, just a couple of paragraphs. As a correspondent for OAN, Bob promoted the big lie enough that she was named a defendant in the Dominion voting systems defamation suit against the network. But Bob was not just a purveyor of the big lie. She was also part of the operation. Weeks after the 2020 election, Trump brought in a new team of lawyers, including Rudy Giuliani, to help him subvert the results and remain in office. Though Bob has not been charged with any crime, she worked with the team to help coordinate the scheme to certify false slates of electors in states Biden won, a plot that is part of both the criminal indictment against Trump in Georgia and the federal charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith. After Biden was certified the winner on January 6th, Bob remained a pro-Trump activist, raising money for bogus election audits while also touting the big lie in her on-air role at OAN. In Arizona, Bob played a significant part in the GOP-controlled state Senate audit of Maricopa County votes, all while covering it as the reporter. As the Arizona Republic's Lori Roberts recently recounted, Bob helped orchestrate the audit, raised money for it, and then surreptitiously advised its auditor, Cyber Ninjas, throughout the process. Ultimately, the audit confirmed that Biden had won Arizona. It's the upside-down version of journalistic ethics.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that what good journalists do? They help set the story out there into motion?
And let's not forget, she was in 2022, she was working for Trump again, this time as the former president withheld classified documents he had absconded with from the White House. In that job, Bob gave a sworn statement to the Justice Department attesting that Trump had returned all the documents that the government sought. However, that turned out to be a lie.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not aging well.
Of the lawsuit against Trump, yada, yada. Yeah, so she's, so why her? That's why.
Very sycophantic. I did check her Twitter, you know, when she said the lawmakers of Pennsylvania, the legislators had spoken. Yeah. She addressed a letter, or at least they did, January 4th, 2021. Remember when Wisconsin state lawmakers did the same? They sent a letter off to Mike Pence.
Yes.
Well, this very partisan toned letter, dear Leader McConnell and Leader McCarthy, remember the good old days of Kevin McCarthy? As members of the Pennsylvania Senate, we believe in the integrity of the election process. After speaking with our colleagues, a majority of the state Senate is troubled by the many inconsistencies that happened in our Commonwealth during the 2020 election due to numerous unlawful violations taken by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, Secretary of State Kelly Bookfar, and rogue, they say, state Supreme Court. The balance of power was taken away from the state legislature, who by U.S. and Pennsylvania constitutions set the time, place, and manner of holding elections. So anyways, it is my, you know, and they lay out the case, mostly very thin gruel about how, you know, voting places stayed open past 8 and people's ballots were counted, how troubling they found that. They, anyways, think it should all be thrown out and thrown to the false electors.
Yes, yes. They have a plan for that.
They do. And Christina Bob, one of the handful, because she's not a prolific tweeter, but the topics of all her tweets were how successful the overturning of the election was going to be when the next thing just happened. If we just wait, you know, here's Sidney Powell saying, we're going to overturn it. Here's state lawmakers in Pennsylvania saying, we're troubled. We, the Republican majority, we claim, although we didn't actually quantify anything, we don't like the outcome. So we think you broke some laws, you rogues. I mean, really, when you write rogue in there, you see the partisan tint. And she is the election integrity chief lawyer at the Republican National Committee. Now that they've done their purge, Dom, because they've merged agendas.
The purge merge
with the Trump agenda. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, first of all, to the bloodbath thing, Kurt, if I was to agree with you or were to agree with you, excuse me.
You'd be able to continue your phone call? But please, go ahead. You know, okay.
But here's where I differ with you. These dimwits that are his followers aren't quite smart enough to discern the difference. And that's the scary part. Let's just say you're right, but I think you're wrong. But also to the hostage or to the situation where this merger, aren't they confusing a merger in the party here running apparatus with a hostile takeover? I mean, that's not what I call a merger.
I guess it depends on what side of the transaction you might find yourself on, Dick.
Well, if you're Rhoda McDaniel Romney, you find yourself on the unemployment line side of the transaction.
Right, a hostile takeover for her, but for Christina Bob, it's a merger.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's going to get real interesting going forward with all of this, obviously. I think, personally, he's going to become so unhinged that they're not going to be able to cover for him when these personal matters, shall we call them, legally start piling up. Can you see the guy in July and August when it's hotter than Hades and he's sweating buckets and, you know, the orange is dripping off him, you know, he's going to do something so crazy that no one's going to be able to explain it away.
Well,
you mean
news
again, Dick? Again, I've been at those rallies. He's done all the crazy. It's already baked in the cake. I don't know what crazy Trump could do in terms of just rhetorical, saying something crazier than he said. I don't think there are any career killers for this guy, not in the word category.
Well, certainly the lack of ability to come up with $450 million for Bond by next Monday would certainly exacerbate the downfall. And the good news is, Dick, and thank you for the call, you know, come July and August, hell, Donald Trump, it might be hot outside, but, you know, my understanding, the courtrooms are really, really air-conditioned.
Not so always. Not always. I've been in some hot courtrooms. Maybe it was just me, though. 844-967-2789.
What side were you on, Rudy?
Usually the defendant's desk. Bill from the OC from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
As far as the bloodbath, let the child throw his tantrum. We'll check on him later. Let him throw it. Go ahead. Bloodbath, whatever. But here's what I think is hysterical. This guy calls himself wealthy, and nobody will underwrite just a mere $500 million. That should be in a dropping bucket to a guy that rides around in his own airplane like he does. Come on.
Well, they'll underwrite it, but they're
cover you.
They're suggesting he's got to put up equal cash value or equity. And the question is does he not have unleveraged equity? Because if you got three mortgages on your house, you don't own that house. Three banks do.
Absolutely could. Absolutely. And I think we ought to capitalize on that and celebrate that Trump has literally run out of money already. I hope they start selling it. I hope they do or take in the receivership. But have a great day and keep up what you're doing. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, when they start ripping the Trump Tower, the T, when they pull it off the tower and slap a big fire sale sticker on the side, if you're interested in making a bid, please call now.
Hey, if we're going to pay $500 for a pair of golden tennis shoes, maybe someone will buy the T.
844-967-2789. Yeah, it'll cost you $500 million.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition of Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. Been checking out the text line. A lot of anti-Crudy sentiment going on today. Chris from Janesville, Texas, and not for one moment do I believe he, Trump, meant it about the auto industry, the bloodbath comment. He's reaching to those who will rise up for him. Linda from Milwaukee says, Crudy, you are so wrong. Thanks, Linda. That phrase should never come out of the presidential candidate's mouth.
Right.
He asked to be misinterpreted. And Sherry, who we're going to speak to if she's patient in just a moment, she wants to know, why doesn't Trump get sent straight to jail if he can't make bond? Well, answer your question. Chris has got one more three-letter response, hashtag sad. And then Jeff from Charwood says, Jesus, Crudy, you're having a horrible day. Now you question why, Bob? Jesus, man, Trump made the call. She's kind of hot. Duh.
Duh.
Duh. 844-967-2789. Sherry from Horicon, I believe you just texted us. Trump can't go to... We don't have debtor's prison, Sherry. So being broke is not a crime. But the...
Yeah, but if I say like a normal person like me, say I went to jail and I went to court, couldn't make bond, don't you get sent straight to jail?
If that was a criminal bond, if that was, Sherry, if it was a criminal charge and Trump has had criminal charges leveled against him, 91 at last count, well, then he had to make bail. And they've been typically of the signature bond sort of variety.
He's out on bail right now, technically.
But
this
was a civil case. He got sued by the government of New York because he kept defrauding the state of New York. They found that he did indeed, and there's a huge judgment against him. But you should not, to my opinion, go to jail for being broke ass, or I would have stayed in jail for about half of my life.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah, that's true. Oh, and by the way, I'm siding with Dom.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Sherry, I do have one more minor point to add, and I appreciate you calling, although less so the siding with Dom aspect. For a brief time frame in the college, I was on probation for a youthful indiscretion. Yeah. I helped tip over a municipal car. They called it a cop car. It was a municipal car. And then others did far worse. They caught it on fire. It burned on the street. They tear gassed everyone. And these were the, you know, the heady youthful days that Dom and I lived. Well, we didn't live together at that point, but we were becoming friends of sorts.
Yes, I was unaware of the youthful indiscretion when you became a roommate.
Yes, in the probationary period, I was still serving in the state of Wisconsin. I was on paper, if you will. And, you know, Sherry, if you cannot afford your court-ordered restitution and fines and such, they will extend your probation. I learned that personally. I had served the term of my probation and yet was still on paper. I was still under the court's auspice because I couldn't afford to pay out my fines. But that was for a criminal matter, not a civil matter. 844-967-2789. A patient Chris from Rice Lake. Welcome back, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you. Except nobody seems to like me anymore, Chris. What did I do wrong?
You're Crudy.
Well, you're Crudy. What can you say?
Chris. Go ahead.
I got two questions for you. The first one is this putting this woman on this election thing. I mean, what are you shocked about? I mean, look at the people that he put in charge of these cabinet positions when he was president. I mean, look who he put in charge of the post office. I mean, they're all unqualified. You know, look who he put on the Supreme Court, unqualified. You know, I mean, the guy that he put in charge in the EPA, wasn't he like an oil, you know, something or another, you know, some sort of lobbyist or something for the oil company?
Ryan Zinker, I think his name, if memory serves, Chris, it's so bold in that she has such a reputation as being a loyalist, which of course Trump loves loyalists, but B, like, just completely wrong on all the facts, on history, on the outcomes of all the trials she's been to, right? She has been the perpetrator of the big lie. She's been right there with Trump and the Sidney Powells and the Rudy Giulianis. But all the rest of them have kind of fallen out of favor of Trump world. I mean, really, Rudy and Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, all those people, you don't hear about them much except when they're getting sued by somebody. She is literally under defamation lawsuit for lying about the last election, and you make her in charge of the party's election integrity. This is just so brazen, Chris, so ballsy to pick someone like that. It's not that I don't believe it. It's that I don't believe she's not criminally indicted by now.
Yeah, I agree with that. For me, it's par for the course. I mean, really. But my other question is, and this I've been thinking about, and I can't understand. What, you know, Trump is out there, and he's out on the stump, and he's complaining about all these migrants and the southern border, and all these Republicans are all doing the same thing. Why doesn't Schumer just keep reintroducing this bill, this border bill, and keep jamming it down the Republicans' throats? I don't understand. Can he or can he not do that?
You know, once the bill – didn't the bill pass? No, or they killed the bill on the floor because they knew there was no support for it on the House side because Trump said killed the bill, right? So I'm not clear, Chris, that might be a good strategery for Chuck Schumer.
I would jam it down their throat every month until everybody in this country got the message, including the MAGA nuts, that it's not Joe Biden who's, you know, who's in charge of the desecration of the border. It's Donald Trump.
No, Joe Biden's in charge of the inflation at the grocery store. That's his fault. Appreciate your contribution, Chris. My pal Gordy Gordy Kopke from Kopke's Greenhouses. Man, you guys, are the farmer's market starting up yet? Gordy, can I come buy it cheap from you, buddy?
Hey, it's spring tomorrow. No. Gordy, welcome.
Yeah, we're filling up our greenhouses pretty fast. We've got about 20 people out here planting away like crazy. I'm working on our expansion of another greenhouse, so I'm out here working late. But anyway, what I want to say is Dimension Don so broke he can't pay attention. And the other thing is, Mike, I love you, but I'm going with Dom on this one. It harkens back to a time when he was speaking in code to boys there. He said, stand down, but stay ready. And he had
I'll stand back and stand by. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I think that he's talking to them boys again.
Well, I guess the mothers in my life don't get flowers this year, Gordy. Not that I'd ever be small and petty or anything like that.
No, no, not Crudy. Never, never.
Gordy, you be well and don't be a stranger, all right?
Thanks, man.
All right.
Trump's so broke, he can't pay attention.
Uh-huh. Oh, Crudy, it's not just Christina Bob and the usual cast of characters. I mean, it's being reported, I guess, what is this, today? That Donald Trump might enlist Paul Manafort, the former campaign manager pardoned by Trump for bank and tax fraud convictions and accusations. He hid millions. He made consulting for pro-Russian Ukrainian politicians. Apparently, he's back on the conversation. This is a guy Trump wants to surround himself with again. I mean, he gave him one pardon. Can he get pardoned more than once from the same president? I guess I'm not clear.
I would think yes.
Come on.
844-967-2789.
The hiring of Manafort would likely to revive discussion of Russia's involvement in the 2016 elections, which Robert Mueller, the investigation, concluded was sweeping and systemic. You hear that, MAGA? Sweeping and systemic. And Manafort, what, he's going to come back around again? I mean, why not? We're getting the band back together.
You know, Manafort also broke ass, right? Manafort was working for Trump for free, but he owed some Russian oligarch like $10 million back. So he was giving inside Trump polling data to Russian oligarch Kalimnik, if I recall correctly. Dom, they met
at Konstantin Kalimnik, yes.
They met together. You know, between Trump and Manafort, they're so broke, they got to go to McDonald's and put a milkshake on layaway.
Oh! Broke jokes.
844-967-2789. You know what else I find modestly ironic and somewhat humorous?
What's that?
Peter Navarro going to prison tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day,
man. All the appeals have been used up, and Peter Navarro is now on borrowed time. I mean, remember like in The Goodfellas, like where he, you know, he takes a couple pills, does a couple shots, hugs everybody at the bar. Now take me to prison. The Ray Liotta character.
He's gonna hang out in the yard and do some sit-ups and get all buff while he's in prison. It's only in like 4 or 5 months or something. It's not even that long.
Dom, he's 74 years old. That's not a young guy for prison.
Well, especially considering the rest of his time on this great earth, that's probably a big percentage. 4 months. What's he got? 4 years? 10 years? What's the actuarial table for a 74-year-old guy in the pen? But Manafort did some time too, right?
Manafort did. My understanding, he did. As did Michael Cohen, the former fixer for Trump, right? Well, there's news from Michael Cohen today. He had a put in comment about Trump's broke ass as well. Trump's failure to pay his $464 million fraud debt could open him to a perjury charge because he made a legal representation he had cash. Just security reporter Adam Classfield reported Monday that four potential brokers said they couldn't find anyone to take Donald Trump up on his bid to offer his real estate empire as collateral for nearly a $500 million bond, citing a deposition from the former president's lawyer, Alan Garten. They were also about 30-plus surety companies, he said Trump Org, unsuccessfully approached. And according to Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, the reason is that the deal is terrible for anyone who makes it. Who would want that deal? He's in the real estate industry. Much of his assets are leveraged. Let's not forget, if he sells the asset, there's also a tax consequence that would be due. He has long-term capital gains. Because it's New York, you also have city and state tax. So you're looking at effectively a 40% taxable rate. Ooh, that's going to sting. He also has on top of mortgages attached. So state taxes, federal taxes come first, then followed by the mortgage. Then whatever is left over would ultimately go to pay off the judgment or to repay the bond. That, he explained, is why no one has taken such a deal. It's effectively impossible. What does that tell you, Cohen asked. It tells you that he's not nearly as rich as he sold himself to the American people, that he, even at trial, he told the judge he had at least $400 million in cash. If that's true, post it. And if it's not true, it could be a perjury charge.
Oh, it's not true because he didn't post it and he can't post it. He won't post it.
It prompted questions from Trump's foes. What kind of a billionaire can't pay $500 million? Within the past week, negotiations collapsed with Chubb, the insurance giant, which provided the bond for the E. Jean Carroll judgment. Clausfield also said the international insurer, the Chubb Company, offered a $91.6 million bond Trump needed to put Carroll in a case before
like
he could
appeal.
We're $100 million
in, man. We're not going in for another $500 large. Sorry. Got to call Vlad for that one.
You know, if you pulled the T off of Trump Tower, one of the fine texters says, then it's Rump Tower. It might be worth more that way. Come back with us. More Devils, more of you. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Devils Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Busted Pencil show coming up next.
Dom, it's not just Donald Trump currently struggling with the news cycle. It's also your girl, Lauren Boebert. You see the latest pity party as it's being reported out there in the world. Hey,
oh,
Rich, let me see my little buddy on the screen here. I like looking at him. I don't know why. Lauren Boebert launched into a pity party during a radio interview in Colorado, complaining that her antics during a performance of Beetlejuice were shared with the public. As far as opposition research, I am very clearly an open book, she told KHOW's Dan Kaplis show in Denver. And I can't even go to a theater without that being, you know, broadcast to the world.
Yeah, her and Paul Rubens.
Dom, her comments referred to a visit to the Buell Theater in Denver in September of last year, at which she quarreled with other theater goers who complained about her vaping. Remember, she was blowing vape in the pregnant woman's face? And I would wonder if that was like a, you know, it is a legal marijuana state. She would not be right. Breaking state law if she was vaping the devil's lettuce.
Even with, you know, if it's still consumable in a public area like that, it still may not be cool. I'm not clear.
Well, Dom, the less defensible part, if any of it's defensible, was the handy she was giving to her companion in the theater, the groping, as it's described here in the coverage.
Is that what it was? The heavy petting?
She was thrown out of the theater by staff, and she initially denied it, with her spokesperson issuing the statement, "I can confirm the stunning and salacious rumors." In her personal time, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is indeed a supporter of the performing arts, gasp, and to the dismay of selected few, enthusiastically enjoyed a weekend performance of Beetlejuice. Oh, yeah. It was an enthusiastic enjoyment. I've seen the video, Dom.
I think her date was a little more enthusiastic than she was.
But she apologized after theater security camera footage.
Lying? Oh, come on, people. Do better.
Bobert has recently taken to joking about it on the campaign trail. How does one joke about giving one's companion a handy at the Beetlejuice theater, Dom? Now,
just don't say Beetlejuice three times.
Oh, I don't need any Beetlejuice in the theater, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, Bobert is currently fighting to win the GOP primary to represent Colorado's 4th district, made available by the resignation of Ken Buck. She moved from her current district because of an unexpected tough competition made much more difficult by the, let's call it, the Beetlejuice scandal, Dom. She also used her radio station appearance to attack the retiring candidate she aims to replace. That's how to win him over. Ken Buck is so irrelevant and such an embarrassment to Colorado, she said. Unlike me.
Right. Who
That's
is
the unstated part. Of
Beetlejuice. Right. I'm what you want, Colorado.
You know, people ask me about Ken Buck as well, and mostly it's, why does he hate America? Now, Ken Buck is retiring early, right? This is his week. He's getting out this week. But by doing so, he's really setting up Lauren Boebert, Dom's girl, for failure, because she's trying to carpetbag her way into a new district where she's never run before. And Ken Buck, by vacating his seat months early, is forcing a special election. Well, she currently gets the congressional salary, right? She doesn't want to resign her job so she can go run in a special election. So maybe she gets the title of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert on the ballot when she runs in the fall, right? She wants the incumbency, but she's already got that just in the wrong district. She's got problems, Dom. And I suspect when the...
hate America?
You know, unlike Eric Hudvey, that's right.
Yeah, well done, yes.
I don't think she's donating the entirety of her congressional salary. It's not a rich woman, doesn't own a $1 billion bank, as near as I could tell. Dom closed down her little shoot 'em up restaurant establishment.
It's tough times for Lauren. It's sad. Hashtag sad. Her and Trump.
Hashtag sad. How are they going to raise money now?
Well, apparently that's some trouble raising money. New York Times reporting on that as well. But I'll throw this one out there. Breaking from the Raw story. Alina Haba, Trump's attorney. She's baking on the $464 million civil debt racked up in the New York fraud trial. Just going to get thrown out. Here's her quote. Despite the fact that witnesses, frankly, had said that they were great clients. We all made money. They did nothing wrong. We got slammed with this egregious number. I'm confident we'll overturn it. We lost before we even walked in. So there you go. He's not going to have to come up with a money crew. They're just going to get overturned. It's no big deal. It's all about nothing. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, people have been continuing to text at me, mostly, "You're wrong, Crudy." That seems to be the gist today, because I've said, let's not over-conflate what Donald Trump said at his rally, his whole bloodbath. I said, Well, I thought it was part of a greater narrative, and to take it out of context, I think, you know, it's not fair for us as high-minded individuals of strong moral character, Dom.
Absolutely. I
didn't think we should perpetrate that sort of stuff, but as it was pointed out to me later in his speech, and I was aware of this, but he's been given multiple speeches. I didn't know it was the same speech. Trump also said, effectively, if I don't win election in 2024, there'll never be another election. And then in typical Trump manner, he said, does that make sense? You know, when he says that, does that make sense? And I thought to myself, only as projection, you know, because I think he's already thinking, like, if I win election in 2024, there'll never be a need for another election. But, you know, that's probably Joe Biden doing all that.
I mean, you know, you can't read too much into it. We know Donald Trump is trailing Joe Biden in the fundraising. New York Times had a piece on this a couple of days ago. But here's the Here's the takeaway. In a sign that in a sign of the Trump orbit's urgent need for cash, at least two donors who made seven-figure pledges to support Trump this year, well, they were nudged to see if they could cut an eight-figure check, that's meaning $10 million or more, instead, according to a person familiar with the request.
How does that work? Millions. I mean, I thought the cap's $2,700 in primary and $2,700 in general, $5,400 for a federal candidate.
Ah, super PAC, whatever, man. Just, you know, if you got the money, we'll find a way to make it work.
The Donald Trump helped me make bail legal defense fund. Broke-ass Trump. Maybe it's the grocery bill. They're too high. We've established that as well. Thanks for listening. We'll do it again on Tuesday for you. Probably.